Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. It is National Left-Handers Day. Every day should be, but yeah, I'm left-handed. A lot of my friends are. And so this week, I thought we would kind of take a look at some of the famous left-handed people out in there in pop culture. Also kind of look at what it's like to be left-handed and everything like that. I'm really excited. You know, video games are an interesting thing when it comes to being left-handed. Some things like music, you know, you're at a severe, well, some people would say a severe disadvantage if you're left-handed, but then you talk to people like Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton, and they would probably beg to differ. You just play your guitar upside down. Video games, however, in this day and age, you know, there's so many buttons on them, there's so much to do, that I don't know that there's, you know, a handicap there. And it's really interesting, because when you look at the evolution of controllers and everything, they definitely have evolved, you know, having multiple analog sticks and things like that. But there's discussion, there's a doctor at the Australian National University who said that left-handers outperform right-handers at fast and difficult tasks involving a large amount of information or stimuli. So that would be things like driving, piloting jet fighters, or playing fast-paced video games. So I think that's really interesting. You know, science says we're better at video games. And I would almost argue, I mean, the best video game player I know, he is left-handed, so it's not me. It's not me. I'm not the best video game player by far. And I think that's, you know, kind of interesting, because all the stuff that's going on, all the stuff you're having to do, I don't know, science and things. But in the realm of video games, there's also a lot of really cool left-handed people. Now, some of this comes from the sheer fact that just the way the sprites were animated or had to be animated, and the way the screen goes, that they're just left-handed. In that case, it's going to be some of the older people, you know, like Mega Man is pretty much considered left-handed because of, you know, that's the arm he usually fires with, and that's the way he does things. You also have Link, who in almost every single iteration has been left-handed. The only exceptions are going to be the ones for the Wii, where the controls, you know, you controlled everything. And the most recent one is Breath of the Wild. But other than that, he's traditionally been left-handed. So there you have two of the biggest names, or, you know, most iconic video game characters out there, and they're both left-handed. And I think that's really cool. And over the years, you know, we would get plenty more left-handed characters. One of my personal favorites is Haytham Kinway from Assassin's Creed. I have statues and Funkos and pops and flags and all sorts of stuff honoring Haytham, even though he's a Templar. He's a really great character, and he's left-handed, so, you know, I think that's something I didn't necessarily realize when I first started playing it, but now that I know it, that's even cooler and a lot better. A lot of, like, RPG, JRPG characters are left-handed. One of the worst villains of all time ever, Sephiroth from Final Fantasy VII is left-handed. So, you know, we're not always on the up and up. it is what it is. It's interesting, in a lot of first-person shooters, though, usually your character is right-handed. Just the way they carry the gun and everything like that. A few noticeable exceptions to that are going to be like the game Outlaw, where you have James Anderson, who I think kind of looks like Abraham Lincoln, personally, but that we'll get into the president discussion later on in the week. He's left-handed. Back on the RPG side of things, you know, you had characters from Dragon Quest, more Final Fantasy, Tales of the Abyss, Xenoblade, lots and lots of games. Even Dark Souls has a few characters that are left-handed. In fighting games, it's not something you see too often. One of my favorite video game series, which the newest one comes out here pretty soon, Soul Calibur, Nightmare, who's kind of the main bad guy, is left-handed, and Raphael, who's the fencing guy that's showed up in a couple of them, is left-handed. And it's just really neat, you know. In the world, we're about 1 in 9-ish. Used to be 1 in 10, but slowly taking over the world. So I think it's interesting that you see more and more examples of characters, you know. There's some other classics I completely forgot about. Shadow from Sonic and Soda Popinski from Punch-Out. All these great, great characters. And I think, you know, that when you have these characters, even though it's tiny little things like that, like, oh, they're left-handed, and something a lot of people, including left-handed people, won't notice, it's just a nice little add-on. It's a nice little thing to have, and it's really cool. And going back to the controllers, you know, I don't know if it's because I'm left-handed, but I don't think I have big hands, but I've always preferred the larger controllers, like the Duke, the Sega Dreamcast controllers, even that big, ugly Sega Saturn controller that was the precursor for the Dreamcast controller. I like big controllers, and I cannot lie. Ha! Anytime you can make a Sir Mix-a-Lot joke. But, you know, in older controllers, NES, SNES, Sega Genesis, the D-pad was on the left side. So, you know, that was what you moved with and did things. And I think it's really interesting to kind of think about and wonder, because I don't know how many video game creators are left-handed. I do know that Link's creator is left-handed. Miyamoto is. So, well, he writes with his left hand, so we're going to count that as left-handed. So that's pretty cool. But we'll get into later in the week how more creative left-handed people are. But yeah. But that's going to be it for us today. Let me know. Are you left-handed? I would love to hear it. So let us know in the comments below or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're out there. Just look for the Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from you. You can even email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. It's a great way to get hold of me. And make sure you click that little subscribe button. That we get all the shows on the network. You also get DC Animated Adventures and Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. They just had a really fun show. And DC, we just had a really awesome week of guest spots. So make sure you check all that out. But that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening. And we'll see you next time.
And all your left-handed kisses were just prelude to another, prelude to your bed.